think they just do a great job of just scheming things up and just playing discipline and just being true to themselves. They give you so many different looks, so many different fronts, so, and they make some great adjustments.
Oh, Sean, when leaving Chicago, you said you was going to the Super Bowl when you left there. Here it is. What you think about it now?
We not done yet, man. We 60 minutes away. We not done yet.
Yeah, well, I saw you play when you was in Chicago, and, you know, I played in Chicago for 1 year. I get it. But you had a chance to get somewhere where they really utilize your talent. I don't need to catch the ball at the highest point. You're catching the football, getting the yards after the catch. Sometimes when you go through those tough times and make these times, that might great. What's the feeling?
It's great, man. I definitely say it's, you have some ups and downs, but this one right here, man, hey, it's a great feeling. We here.
Give me a feeling about Coach Doug Peterson and what he's done for y'all. You got Nick Foles as a quarterback now, playing at a high level.
I love Coach P. I mean, he do some great things for our offense, but he's great. I mean, he understands this. I mean, he played the game of football. He understands more than X's and O's. He get it. Like, he understand, like, what we need, the things and the time off and the breaks and stuff like that. So, I love him.
Yeah, you know how sometimes when you have that plug in the wall and it's not plugged all the way in, it seems like now you've got that plugged all the way in there in Philly. You know, you had some up and down years like we all do, right? But yet you're playing your best football right now. Give me your take on what you need to do in this game coming up, because I know it's nerve-wracking. You're ready to go play, get away from all of us, and just have a good time.
I think just the biggest thing I'm just do is just play my game. Just don't let the moment get to you. Just play football. That's the biggest. Appreciate it. Lou!
Awesome.
What up, Lou?
With Sports Hot Media for L.A. You've had a phenomenal season, 57 catches, nearly 800 yards, 9 touchdowns during the regular season. Explain to me the difference in culture and environment when you were with the Bears versus being with the Eagles now, and how has that been working?
You said the culture and environment?
Yes.
It was a great culture in Chicago. I thank them for drafting me, thank them for giving me the opportunity to help my family. And Philly is just something different. Like, I felt it was just, there's a new energy. Like, the vibe, brotherhood, everyone in the locker room, we all hang out with each other outside of football. We do stuff together, man. I think that's huge.
Everybody counted the Eagles out after Carson Wentz went down. Tell me how you and the team rallied around one another and stepped up your game, because, quite frankly, I didn't give up on y'all, but a lot of people did.
We always just preach next man up, and I think just starts in practice, the way we compete with one another, just practice hard, and just talking through things. I mean, even when Carson was playing, him and Nick was talking about things. Like, we still talk to Nick about certain stuff, even when Carson was playing. Like, it don't matter, it's next man up. Whatever he sees, I'm pretty sure Nick seen something different, and they go back and forth. And just like anybody on our team, like, we had, besides Carson, we had Jason Peters go down, Big V step right in there. We had Sproles go down. Next man up. I mean, Jordan Hicks, we got the next man up. I mean, we had a lot of injuries. Chris Maragos, a lot, the list goes on. But it's all, we just preaching next man up and just keep playing and just believe in each other, man, no matter what.
Coach Peterson, he is a player's coach. He's not afraid to take chances out there. He takes a lot of risks. He goes for it on fourth down. Do you like his looseness in the locker room and on the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. You got to have that, coach calls the swagger. You got to have that swagger.
Good luck, myself.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I remember. I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm just ready to play the football game. Hey, get what we came for and get up out of here. That's why I'm excited to be here, but at the same time, I'm ready to play. I just try to take one day at a time and just make sure my body's fresh as possible. Sunday, we'll see. I'm just worried about the W. It don't matter about the touchdown, as long as we get the W.
Tell us about the growth of Nick Foles over the last few weeks.
Y'all saying the birth of Nick Foles, but I'm saying Nick Foles been around since 2013.
But have you seen him develop confidence over the past few weeks?
I mean, he's been had the confidence. I just feel like certain games, we didn't have our best game plan. And the defense made adjustments. They played pretty well, but we still won the game. That's besides the Dallas game, but we took players out. So other than that, the Giants game, he had a great game. So it was, no one was saying this, asking these questions. So,
how did you guys feel about being underdogs twice at home and now for this game? Do you use it? Do you play with a chip on your shoulder?
We appreciate being underdogs. We appreciate the disrespect. We just gonna keep on balling and playing football. That's all that matters, man. The outside noise don't bother us. I mean, just always been competitive. Just always competing, wanting to be the best, and just always studying a lot of film, just working.
How would you feel facing him on the
team? I look forward to the challenge. I mean, whoever I face, whoever I'm up against, it don't matter. I look forward to the challenge.
Say again.
I mean, he always told them boys, we stay in that moment. Like, stay locked in, because you never know when it's, you never know. Some people wait his whole life to be at the Super Bowl just working this hard, but he always just preached, man, just keep working. And I'll stay out of trouble on and off the field. And just, he's a great leader for me and a lot of younger players that we got on the team. He's a great dude on and off the field. I mean, I know, great person, one of the best teammates I ever been around. I mean, I think he genuinely cares about everyone. He want to see the best in you. I mean, whatever it is, like charity events, he'll show up, whatever it is to help out some kids or anyone. Like, whatever you're going through, he'll try his best to go out his way to help.
Has he talked to you, or has he shared any experiences
with you guys yet? He gave us some talk about it. I'm pretty sure he got some more stories for us. I mean, he can't give them all, but he got some more for us.
Hey, when it comes to football, it's more about the X's or the O's?
Both.
Both? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
No, I'm asking you.
Are you sure?
I don't play football.
But you asked me the question like you play football.
No, I listen to the reporter. Hey, what Latino you look up to?
Huh?
What Latino you look up to?
What Latino I look up to? I'm a fan of what's his name? He do the comedian sometimes.
Kevin Hart.
No, he's not Latino.
Chappelle.
No.
Who else? Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, Fluffy. You know Fluffy? Hey, why there's no Latinos in football, like quarterback? Why Latino doesn't play quarterback?
I'm not a GM. I'm not an owner. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of great Latino football players, though.
Oh, yeah. Can you say three nice things about the other team?
Three nice things about the other team?
Yeah.
What I need to say about them? I mean, I play for the Eagles, man. I'm pretty sure I play for the Eagles. So.
That's it?
That's it. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay.